Governor Nikki Haley appointed the commission last year. It includes prosecutors, former lawmakers, and a journalism professor. The group suggests requiring public officials to disclose more of their income, both public and private, increasing penalties for violating ethics laws, getting rid of leadership PACs, and responding to requests for public documents within 7 days. Former Attorney General Henry McMaster co-chaired the commission.
We are attempting, through our recommendations made in this report, to put South Carolina in a class by herself when it comes to honest government, good ethics rules, and the reputation for integrity and honesty in its public officials.
The group also advises giving more authority to the state's Independent Ethics Commission. Right now, that commission doesn't have jurisdiction over state lawmakers. And it suggests creating a new public integrity unit to investigate allegations of major ethics violations. State lawmakers in the House and Senate have also created committees to study ethics reform. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.